This is WHFR Dearborn. We're ready to go live in the Motor Live Drive with Evian today. In the background, we've got Lord Scrimmage playing. Stay tuned. We will be going live real soon. Okay, you are listening to the station Making Waves here at 89.3 on your FM dial. That was Lord Scrimmage, Dead Dogs. They are playing Friday night at the New Center Park. That's a free venue downtown, right across the street from the Fisher Building and down about a block. It's a really nice place, and since they've not doing the Taste Fest and all of those, they're trying to do something on Friday nights, and I really hope that it turns out well for them. We're real close to having the band go live, but in the meantime, let's listen to Cinderella on Ice by Troy Gregory. He's going to be playing the Belmont tonight, along with the Darling Imperials. I don't know how if we'll get the whole thing in, but let's just keep playing music until the sound man gives us a thumbs up. Here's Troy. Alrighty, I was just told it's Trey with an E. I spelled it wrong. Sorry about that. Very nice. I couldn't skate right. And I got the job as one of the mice. I was out all night. I couldn't skate right. She hit the ice. She hit the ice. That was short, and that was Trey Gregory, I was told, and he's going to be playing tonight at the Belmont with the Darling Imperials. Looks like we have a little bit more time. Let's get in the Darling Imperials. And I want to remind you again that there's a really great article on Billy Davis in the Metro Times this week, and if you want to check out what Billy Davis sounds like live, go to the Motor Live Drive podcast for March 12th, 2009. Billy was here in the studio with us, and we've got an hour of live music and interview, and he talks quite a bit about some of the stuff that's in that story, about knowing Jimi Hendrix and some of the stuff that he did with Hank Ballard. So anyways, we've got a little more time, so let's listen to the Darling Imperials doing Company You Keep, and they're playing tonight at the Belmont along with Trey Gregory. Alrighty, that was the Darling Imperials doing "The Company You Keep." We got still got a little bit more time, and it is the Avion, not Avion like the water, but
Avion like birds.
Like birds. Okay, they will be coming up in just a matter of seconds, I believe. We've got a little bit of Avion. Okay. In the meanwhile, let's listen to DeWindy. They are off their CD, self-titled, and they are going to be playing Wednesday at Club Bart's in Ferndale along with Woodman and Illy Mac. I don't know if we'll get too far into this before we get the thumbs up, but let's listen to Dance Party by DeWindy. Check them out. Whoa!
Let's marry.
Okay, we are here in the studio about to go live with Evian, and we are going Avian. I will get it right. We are ready. Okay, we are. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive, where we bring you a live band in the studio every week. I know in 2 weeks, the 19th of August, we've got Hounds Below, and can't really say who's coming up in the next 2 weeks. I don't have confirmations yet, but we will keep you informed as the news breaks. But we are ready to go live here in the studio. Oh, let me turn that down. I guess they're still giving instructions out there. This is WHFR Dearborn. I want to remind you that we are going to be broadcasting from remote from the Dearborn Homecoming next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have our booth down there, and we will have our famous purge sale where all of the music directors have to make room on the shelves for new music by pulling things off. We put them in bins, and for a dollar donation, you can get the music. And, okay, they're doing a final check on the sound. So let's go to Interphonic, and that is part of the show that is happening down at the New Center Park Friday night. I don't think we'll hear a whole lot of it, but in the meantime, rather than just hear me talk, let's get some more music in. Oh, they're ready.
We're ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Avian right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Hey, guys, are you there?
We are.
Oh, they're there. Okay. In fact, what are you going to start with today?
We're going to start with a song called Tomorrow.
Take it.
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice. Yeah. Wow. Great. What a what a punch. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, it's in fact really it's nice to really hear you guys out there.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. In fact, would you guys like to introduce the band?
Yeah.
Sure.
Mike, you want to take it?
Yeah, sure. We've got Justin Smith on the drums. Our bassist actually is out of the country, and so filling in for him, we've got Stephen Line on the bass, and we've got Chris on rhythm guitar, Chris Fader, and Matt Justice on lead guitar, and I'm Mike Tooman on keys and lead vocals.
All right, and you've got a, you've got another band missing in action here.
Yes.
Yeah, our violinist is very ill today. Oh. Too ill to play the violin, so that's pretty bad, I guess.
Well, I guess so. Well, so
that's Kentaro Roy.
So you guys sound just fine with yeah. Anyways, I'd never have known you had a missing man if you didn't tell me.
Well, thank you. He definitely adds a certain flavor, and I think later we might get a chance to listen to some tracks from the CD, and you can hear the violin featured.
Ah, I'd like to do that. So, but why don't we keep the music going? We had a late start, so let's keep it rolling along.
All right.
What are you going to do next for us?
This next song is going to be called Lies.
Everything sounds great out there.
That sounds amazing.
Now, I hear there's a story that goes behind that song.
Well, that song is actually written about the pointlessness of purely physical relationships. You know, it was kind of a dark time in my life. And
well, I was kind of going for the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, that!
Awesome.
Well, now that we've
now that you've revealed your most, you know, deep, dark, inner secrets, why don't one of the other guys tell me about?
Well, we were all afraid that we're going to embarrass ourselves, but Mike seemed to take the one for the team.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Well, that song, in relation to Hard Rock Cafe, we were in this competition earlier this summer. It was the Hard Rock Cafe's International Ambassadors of Rock competition, and we went through several rounds of judging. I think it was 6 rounds total. The first we just sent in MP3s, then a performance, then another performance, then online, or then the national judges, then celebrity judges, and then finally online judges. And that was the song that made it all the way through to the final round, all the way to the online judging, which was just an online vote. We ended up coming in second. We were we're still cracking up in here.
If only you could see how red his face was.
But we were Detroit's ambassador of rock with that song "Lies." We ended up coming in second behind the band from Buffalo. They just
beat out by Buffalo.
Yeah.
How could that be?
I don't know. That's also pretty embarrassing.
But it was great. It was an honor to be in the competition, and we had a great time. And I mean, there were thousands of bands that entered and hundreds of bands that competed. So it was definitely great for us to get all the way up there.
In fact, out of the hundreds and thousands of bands that played, you came in second. So
second place, yeah.
Internationally.
Like internationally, yes. So you're like the biggest loser because you came in second.
Second place, first loser, all the people who lost. We came in first.
Yes.
Yeah. You came in
as losers.
Hey, that's right. No. But hey. You came in second, and that's really something.
Yeah.
All I can say to that is I know there were a lot of Detroit bands that were in that competition, and Buffalo just doesn't have as many, support. You know, they have a smaller pool of bands to vote for, so the people there voted for. There was a big selection of Detroit bands that were in that competition, and I want to just do a, congratulations to you guys for getting so far.
Thank you.
And do you guys have some shows coming up?
We do.
Yeah, we are actually playing something in downtown Northville on August 7th, is it?
Yep, next Saturday. It's the Buy Michigan Now Festival.
All right.
Yeah.
And what better to buy than AVN?
Well, there you go.
Speaking of that, you have a CD out.
We do.
And that will be available at the show. Is it available online as well?
It is. Yes. You can get it from avn.com. You can order it online. You can pick it up from us. At our shows. You can listen to the songs on avian.com, also on our MySpace, which is myspace.com/avianmusic.
And Avian is spelled A-V-I-E-N-N-E.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And, in fact, we have some here to give away. If you'll call in right here, 845-9676, or toll free, that's 800-585-4322. Extension 9676. They've got t-shirts, they've got CDs, and you can call in while they're playing their next song right now. What's the next song up?
This one's called The Beautiful Broken People.
Thank you.
Sounds great, fellas. In fact, I want to remind people, you can, if you want a an Avion t-shirt or a brand new CD of their Dreams, Dreams Lies Revolution, call in right here, 845-9676 or 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get into the studio, and you guys are all set. They're changing over guitars here. And they'll be just about ready to get started again. And
yeah, I just wanted to say that you guys, you're keeping our sound engineer busy. But you, Mike, you were doing acoustics as well as doing vocal and keys on that one. So you had us going in a couple of different directions. And now it looks like someone else has taken up the acoustic guitar.
Yep.
Just give a heads up to Alan Cantino, who does a great job on sound. And what do we have up next?
But it sounds a little bit different the way we do it now. This one's called Dreams.
Like a cold, bad air.
That was very nice.
All right. Now, you said that it sounds a little bit different on your CD.
Yeah, we did a little bit of a revamp. Our songwriting process, our songs are never really finished. we write them, you know, and then we play them, we perform them. We do something a little different live. We see people react better to it. You know, we change it here and there. So, you know, most of our songs on that CD are the way we play them because, you know, we had been playing them for a long time. That was one of the newer tracks that we had recorded. We went into writing for about 3 months before we went into the studio, and we had a couple of songs that were new that we recorded, and that was one of them. We got out playing it live and everything, and the way it's recorded on the CD, it was just a little bit too much of a low point in the set. It was really long, really quiet. We sort of had people walking away during the song and stuff like that. So we were thinking, how can we make this a little bit more exciting to keep people interested? So we made a few changes, and it's worked out for us.
Well, that's great. In fact, every recording is kind of like a snapshot in your performances.
Yes. Yeah, it really speaks well of an artist that they can, you know, they do something once, but then you always want to expand on it and improve it and keep it interesting and fresh for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, take it where it wants to go and not be, you know, try to sound exactly like your CD every time you play something, because mm-hmm. it's got to get boring for you as well as it loses some of the edge.
Yeah, and we're never going to grow if we don't do that.
So. Exactly. Yeah. And you guys are definitely growing. My goodness, you guys sound great.
Thank you.
And I know you got a couple more shows besides the Made in Michigan one. You've got, you're doing an all-ages show at the Hayloft.
Yes.
Coming up. And then you're going to be doing the Hamtramck Fest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So opening for Crud. So very cool. You got some shows coming up, but I think Roger's got the CD queued up to give us a sample of what it sounds like when your violin player is in the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll listen to those. And
in fact, tell us a little bit about, we're going to start off with a song called Resolute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mike, go ahead.
You actually want to know what the song is about this time?
As long as it's not too dark.
No, actually, this song, the meaning of this song is pretty simple. It's I fell asleep in a class, and it's pretty much about a dream that I had, and the rest of it is pretty self-explanatory when you listen to the song.
Well, why don't we give it a try?
All right. All right.
Upon my hand, upon my hand. Be strange to change my friend up in my head. You know, though I don't know that you do. Transparent, but I know I'm confused. Now broken, that of glassy seas. Linger, always linger for me. What's the answer to these questions that keep me up at night?
sorrow come tomorrow, and our blind eyes be granted with true sight to see the resolute. We'll be right back.
the band Avian off their brand new record, Dreams, Lies, and Revolution. Yeah, the violin does give a little extra edge to that.
It definitely gives it an edge, and those words were very deep. That was quite a song. You guys, do you all help with the songwriting, or is there a particular way you do it?
As far as the lyrics go, it's usually one person per song. I wrote the lyrics for that one. The one before it, the Resolute Mike, wrote the lyrics for those. It's generally either me or Mike that writes the lyrics.
Okay. And you're Chris that's talking right now.
Oh, no, this is Matt, actually.
Oh, you're Matt? Oh, okay. When you introduced yourselves, we went under. I just apologize. Anyways, we want to get some more music out of you.
That's right.
And I also want to congratulate Joni, who's from Dearborn, who's called in for the CD. So
nice.
She
cool.
said you guys sound real good out
Joni.
There.
Thanks, Joni. Thanks.
You sound good in Dearborn Heights.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Well, this next song is called Gennesaret.
Thank you.
nice. In fact, you got about 6 minutes left here. Is there anything you want to let our audience know?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for listening.
And, all right.
We hope to see you out at a show and check us out online. Once again, it's avienne.com, A-V-I-E-N-N-E.
And where else can they get a hold of you? You also got a Facebook.
Yep, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, we're on Twitter. If you just go on there and search our name, A-V-I-E-N-N-E, we're the only ones that spell it that way.
All right. And where can they come and see you live?
Next weekend on August 7th. At the Buy Michigan Now Festival in downtown Northville. And then on August 28th at the Hayloft in Mount Clemens. And then on August 29th in Hamtramck with Crud.
Whoa, you're That's opening for
show.
Them?
That's
all right. You got to make it nice and easy before it gets nice and rough, huh? All right. Well, we've got about 6 minutes left. You think you can fill that up?
We have a song that's probably about five. So.
Whoa, all you'll right. be just right.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Revolution. That's one of the three title tracks. Dreams, Lies, Revolution.
Why, your record is so good you need three title tracks?
We'll be right back.
All right, AVN, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Where are you guys playing at next week?
The Buy Michigan Now Festival in downtown Northville on August 7th.
What time you playing?
8 o'clock.
All right, stay tuned for the Flash Drive Jazz Show.
This is WHFR Dearborn.